This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. Each week, I have the pleasure of interviewing someone to level up our mind, our life, in some way, shape, or form, and really tap in to elevate our consciousness and so forth. This week, I have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Sean Sullivan. Dr. Sean is a licensed clinical psychologist and founder and CEO of One Perfect, an enterprise mental health and wellness platform that delivers personalized mindset shifting experiences called shifts. Dr. Sullivan began his formal psychology education at Harvard University and completed it with a psychology residency at the University of Texas Health Science Center and postdoctoral training based at the University of California, San Francisco. He has since been featured extensively in national and international publications, including the New York Times, Forbes, and Huffington Post, to name a few. Dr. Sullivan's clinical research focuses on applying technology to improve mental health, particularly by teaching anyone how to shift their state of mind on demand. As a psychotherapist over 20 years, he also wrote popular psychology books and articles and created countless digital mental health, wellness, and peak performance psychology courses, apps, tools, and virtual reality treatments. Based on researching the impact of teaching his patients how to strategically shift their state of mind in a few minutes at any time, Dr. Sullivan developed shift therapy to guide anyone through the shifting into a better state of mind with their smartphone in under 10 minutes at any time. Demonstrating a major endorsement for shifting, the Regents of University of California approved piloting shifts at University of California, Santa Cruz during the pandemic. After 2 years of successful pilots, USCS Health Center subscribed their entire 20,000 member community to reactivate shifts in 2023. Dr. Sullivan believes teaching shifting is the best way to address the massive U.S. and worldwide mental health and unhappiness crisis we are currently facing. This time, we had a great conversation about shifts, mindset, his story, his background, how he got into this, and so much more. I'm excited to share this interview with you. Here is Dr. Sean Sullivan. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Vic. Good to meet you and be with you. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, I'm excited to have you on. The work you're doing, what you're up to, it is aligned with our podcast, our audience, and I can't wait to dive into that stuff. So I'm excited for myself, just to be, selfish reasons. But for my listeners, they know this already. we'll dive in. Tell us a little bit about your story, how you kind of like got into what you're doing now and so forth.
Yeah, well, I know we have a limited time here, so I won't dive deep, but the thank you again for having me. The basic backstory is I'm a clinical psychologist. I've been at this 20 years. A lot of the focus of my research is on how to apply technology to psychology. And then I've practiced for 20 years in therapy with patients, building technologies that they use in practice during the sessions, and then also on their own outside of sessions. So just a lot of experience building technology to see what worked. And if I were going to talk about what got me into it, you know, it's the story like everyone who gets into the helping professions, difficult experiences, realizing I got to learn to be able to manage my emotions better, be able to tolerate, in this case, a really bad breakup better, which is my first time into therapy. Things that I think we all go through on our way to being able to, what I think of now as a psychologist, as emotional regulation, right? Being able to deal with our difficult setbacks. So that's sort of the early origin story coming out of college. But since then, the focus has been how to use technology and treating patients and what works. And I guess the other thing I'd add is what we learned. You know, we learned over the last 20 years building products that a product's not useful, even if you get great data in the lab, unless people use it. And so it's really important in these meditation, wellness, mindfulness products that people are using it if you're going to be, you know, talking about it at all, because otherwise it's just another thing that ends up in the drawer in the office. And so that's what excites me about what we've been doing for the last 4 years, which we can dig into more, but we're seeing great engagement with that. And it's, I think, because it's focused very specifically on teaching people how to shift into a better state of mind in 5 to 10 minutes anytime.
I love that. I'm real big into the tech, so I love this. What is some of the stuff that you're using or you've seen that is, and it's probably like anything else, like there's different tools for different applications. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what are some of the tech that you utilize and so forth that you developed and you've been using the last 4 years?
Well, the company that I referred to is called One Perfect, and we have a very specific intention, and that's to teach people how to shift into a better state of mind wherever they are, anytime, whether they're at a 1 out of 10 and they need to get to a 4, or they're at a 5 and they need to get to a 10. Over the course of 5 minutes, you identify I'm feeling sad or lonely or frustrated or I can't sleep or I'm unmotivated. And you get a digital experience over the next 5 to 10 minutes that shifts you into a better state of mind. And that's really based on research that we've seen on products like this, including ones that I've built over the last 20 years. There's enormous amounts of positive research showing that mindfulness, meditation, lots of different tools like that, if you do them consistently, have real effects on your brain over time that are positive, that improve your baseline mood state and also improve your ability to reduce stress when you need to. The new learning with this to me has been actually twofold. One, that 90% of people are able to do it. So you bring, you know, you come into an experience and you say, for example, I'm feeling 3 out of 10 right now. At the end of that 5 minute shift, we call it, people are reporting, 90% of people roughly have reported that they've shifted toward or into their chosen state of mind. And so it was a surprise to me that it was that quick that people could do it. And then that actually is also modeled in the research that's showing that these shorter sessions, 10-minute sessions, 5-minute sessions, now have a lot increasing clinical evidence that they're having that effect that we're also seeing in real life. So those are converging. And I think we're going to see in all sorts of, wellness, mental health practices, these kind of tools being recommended outside of practice as a lifestyle and then used inside of practice for teaching methods.
I love that. And is it, do you mind like walking through like a process of a shift? Like, is it music? Is it brainwave? Is it neuro stuff? Like what's the, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah. So there are a couple different places that you can start. If you go to oneperfectshift.com, I'm sure we'll cover this later, then you can subscribe and get a free shift. And that's a free shift every week that's going to be emailed to your inbox. And what that means is that you're receiving a text version of a shift that you can scroll through your inbox and go through as quickly or slowly as you want. and you can click on it if you choose and open. So it might be actually one went out yesterday. It was called Shift Out Loud. If you click on it, it opens up to a podcast version. So that's the audio version of that. And if you want a hyper personalized version, you click again, you open up the app and you can get, you know, there are video shifts in there. There are personalized shifts. There are ways that you can create your own shift and then blend your voice into your shifts. So we're really teaching you how to create these for yourself, because my view is that ultimately that's the most powerful for you. If you can learn to do it yourself, hear it in your own voice, use it in the very sort of specific ways that you need to use it. Maybe I learned this method actually as a therapist for performance athletes. So tennis players who have 90 seconds in between games on the changeover want to get themselves in the right state of mind. So we would practice doing that. And ultimately it would be a 90-second recording that the patient, in this case, sort of a performance athlete made, that they would use between sessions. So we applied that concept in shifts. So the answer to the question is there's a whole variety of ways that you can use it. We find obviously that the emails are the ones that get used the most because they're the easiest, right? You open them up. 50% of people that are subscribing are engaging with their shift every week. And then from there, you're engaging in a more personalized way, I would say. It could be video, could be audio. And really, my intention on doing a lot of talking this month and coming on a podcast like yours is to introduce shift therapy, which is really the next phase of this. And that's, we're going to do what we just talked about, but add live shift therapists. And so anyone who's interested in becoming a shift therapist, what it means is you become a master at shifting yourself by getting training, and then you use that mastery to teach other people how to do it. Where they come into the app, sort of Uber for mental health, right? You identify, oh, Victor looks like he's got a background like mine. He looks like he knows what he's doing. He's got 5 stars. I'd like him to shift me over the next 5 minutes because I have a meeting coming up that I need to present, for example. I come on. This is not particularly appropriate because I know you're a motivator, but you do back adjustments, right? Chiropractic. So maybe my body needs to feel better. So I click on Vic and you appear on the screen. For example, in shift therapy, the first minute is bringing me into presence with an audio visual experience. And then you've been chosen. So you arrive on the app and you shift me for the next 5 minutes based on a script that you're supplied with that we've tested for 4 years now that we know works. And you sort of blend in your own personality to that script and you shift me. So that's the future. And if people are interested in becoming a shift therapist, yeah, come check it out. We'd love to see if you're a natural at it, because that's what it takes.
I love that. No, I think this is crucial and so important in today's world. You know, I talk a lot about reacting versus responding and how we're just so reactive. And I get into that kind of concept, and to just shift for a second, it'll take you back into the response state. How great is this for, because this sounds to me like pattern interrupts in our normal psyche and how we're operating in that normal condition response that we normally do in life. How there's a multitude of questions here. So one, is it a pattern interrupt? Number two, does this help an individual break out of certain patterns? Can this be utilized then too? Because a lot of the work I do outside of chiropractic with my coaching stuff is subconscious mind, limiting beliefs, rewiring the mind, rewiring subconscious and all those, or reprogramming subconscious and all those different things. Where's this come in line with those kind of things?
I think that's right on the money. So pattern interruption, yes, this is the like I said, the surprise to me was that 90% of people are able to do this. And so what it means to me is that if you are able to, the real challenge is recognizing I have some trigger emotionally, especially if you're talking about sort of the mental health side, sadness, loneliness, frustration, anger. If you have a performance issue, it's just remembering, okay, there's a tool here who can help me if it's a shift therapist. So that's the challenge on that side. And if you can remember that, if you can learn to, for example, open your app when you have a stressful experience, then that's what it's doing. It's interrupting that emotional experience. You're recognizing your own trigger. And now we're guiding you out of it. And we know, like I said, 90% of the time it works if you can get yourself to do it. That's the big hurdle. And the second half of your question to me is really about, there is so much research now that is showing that these short 5 minute, 10 minute sessions, whether it's with a live coach or whether it is a digital experience, if you can get yourself to do it, I talk about, you know, thinking about getting yourself to do it once a day as a lifestyle. It, to me, it's so obvious. You know, I get up in the morning and spend 5 to 10 minutes. Used to be really intimidating to me to say, okay, I got to do an hour meditation or a 30 minute meditation. Okay, that habit just doesn't stick for people. But this habit can stick, because 5 minutes is quick, and also you feel good after 5 minutes. And so it's sort of self-reinforcing and sticky that way. And we're seeing in the research that if you can make it 30 days, you tend to have built the habit. If you make it 60 days, they're seeing brain changes associated with having done that, that reflect, limbic system arousal reduction, really. So different areas of the brain are reacting differently as a baseline after 60 days. So 60 days sounds like a long time. So I say 30 days because you sort of have the habit by then. And for me, the habit is pretty sticky, like I said, because it feels good. So if you can do it with your morning coffee, I do it overnight also. If I get, you know, for me, the origin of this sort of recent origin was stress in the middle of the night, being too busy, you know, having the thing the next morning. I got to get up. I'm not sleeping. And realizing I'm a psychologist that really should be dealing with this better. So I said, okay, let's develop a specific shift for that moment in the middle of the night when I wake up. And I developed it and started practicing it. And I realized, like, to my absolute pleasure, that it works every time. Once you get it, it works every time, because you know what works for you, basically. So I do it in the middle of the night. That doesn't happen anymore. Partly it doesn't happen because once you know you have a solution to something, your fears that are producing that stress and anxiety are really mitigated. And that's another, I think, big value of this. Once you learn for yourself that you're 5 or 10 minutes away from a better place anytime, then a lot of the stress that you had is automatically suppressed. And I imagine that's part of what the research is showing.
Oh, I love it. And I love how you brought up too, like, in, what was it, 60 days? I mean, that aligns with, they've done studies with meditation and looking at actual brain tissue in someone who just meditated 10 minutes a day for 8 weeks, which is 56 days. So we're right there. And the thickening in the prefrontal cortex, which would then align to then the pathways to the amygdala and stuff like that, would be not as strong anymore, because that's an antagonist to it. And so, long story short, that reactiveness and all that aligns. So it's cool to see something else get similar results in that way, because it just aligns with my philosophy. There's many, many paths that lead to, you know, to what our goal is. But and I think the evening thing is so crucial. A lot of times, you know, if we, what's going on in our mind and how our mind works. And I know you know this just very well, where at the end of the night, you know, you're dumping all the memories and all these different things. And we've all had that moment when we wake up in the middle of the night. For me, sometimes it'll, once in a while, happen around 2 a.m. And I'm just like, I wake up and I'm going, crap, I'm not going to be falling asleep. I can already feel it. I already know my body, no matter what. And then my mind is racing, bouncing around. I'm doing my breath work. I'm trying to wind down. And it's just like, then eventually I break the pattern and then I can go to sleep, but it's always interesting. Yeah. I think it's crucial to have some sort of a shift like that, pattern interrupt that process. And then, like, the experience you had, be able to do that. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anything that we have that's a struggle in our life, it's nice to have some kind of antidote to it when it comes up. And that's one that I just realized, okay, this is happening. And there's what turns out to be a fairly obvious solution, especially at that time, you know, when your brain's sort of half working, right? You're half asleep. Listen, for me, and I think for a lot of people, listening to something and just putting all your attention on that, that's basically designed to guide you into peaceful rest and remind you, even if you're not asleep, you're getting good rest, like, you know, and chill you out, relax your body. Body scan. And actually, the research I think that you were probably referring to might be different research, but it sounds similar. That mindfulness based stress reduction research, where they ran a trial with MBSR, that's sort of 20 minute sessions over the course of 8 weeks, compared to Lexapro, right, which is anti-anxiety, antidepressant. For the first time, they ran that study and they showed the same, you know, no better improvement with taking a psychopharmaceutical than doing mindfulness based stress reduction, and you know, a lot fewer side effects. And so we saw, okay, this stuff works. That's research has been going 30 years, but they finally did a trial very specifically against a pharmaceutical. So I think that opened Pandora's box to people seeing, oh, I can sort of do this on my own in a lot of ways. Not that there's not a place for everything, but that was breakthrough research to me. And then they started testing these shorter ones, and we're seeing similar patterns of results.
I love it. And I love, you brought up another thing too, about like how you do it first thing in the morning. And I think that's just important, because Dr. Joe Dispenza talks a lot about this. In my own research, I've seen it too, just with people I work with, like just working with clients and people and their thought have patterns, and how when they first wake up, why they feel certain ways. I'm like, and you know, you wake up and you're, last night you may have been, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, or I got things to do, or whatever you're mapping out your day. And then they wake up and they're stuck in that same old thinking. They can't figure out, like, why is it my feeling this way? I don't understand. And Dr. Joe would always say, like, you know, you're waking up and that's your past. And I think the cool thing about the shift in the morning is that's where you're still in that theta state. Do you recommend doing it like first thing in the morning?
Right. Yeah. I mean, for me, that's the way it works best. A lot of people, I think that's the best way to build the habit. And maybe you're touching on part of the reason why that is.
Because I mean, we can get into the brainwave stuff and all that. And I love that stuff. But I love the concept of what you're bringing. And the thing is, for the listeners, it's only 5 to 10 minutes. Who can't find 5 to 10 minutes in a day to just have a shift? And this can be applied to any facet, right? It's not just a specific demographic. This is anybody, anywhere, any profession, anything, correct?
Yeah, the idea is meet someone where they are right then. To me, it really grew out of, as a psychotherapist, the first 5 minutes of every session, no matter what the treatment plan is or what the diagnosis might be, the first 5 minutes is, you know, what's been going on for you in the last 10 minutes? Where are you at? And let's come into presence together in order to do good work. And I saw that that was such a natural process for people that happens every time, as long as you set the intention and take the 5 minutes. And so we built that concept into shifts. And yeah, I if you can't do 5 minutes, then I think you need to look at why that is, probably, because it means that things are pretty chaotic for you, likely. If you want to, and you see that this, you can see the benefits of it, and you're not able to build that habit, yeah, there's something else going on. So maybe actually reach out and go see someone for that. There's an attention issue, or there's something about the structure of your life that's not allowing you to care for yourself, which is really vital if you want to care for others. And, you know, I would, if we got into it, probably argue if you want to live your purpose and all of that stuff, you really need to be able to take care of yourself.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, self-care is, you know, in my world, it's like, it is the number one thing to do. And I know you know this very well, but it's like, you can't give a cup of coffee when your cup is empty, correct?
There it is. Yeah.
Or however that saying goes. I always like the coffee one. It's easy, but.
100%. And then also, you know, doing this stuff gives you that time to reflect and see where you are. And then sort of maybe another way to put it is pay it forward, right? Share what you're learning. And really, that's going to be an embodied sharing. Like, you're at peace more, you're in presence more. And that means that anyone that you come into contact with, whether it's your kids or your spouse or your partner, or your colleagues, they're going to reflect your presence. And so there's really, I think you can think about a gift that you're bringing to the world by taking care of yourself that way.
And especially too, like you're talking about the whole shifting. I just love this whole concept because it's able to, what you just shared there. Like I always say, like when your cup's full, you're now all of a sudden bringing your best version to all things. And yeah. When you're able to do that, like you just said, I mean, imagine what that does for a relationship, what that does in your job and your career, your own health and all those things. And the more that you can, because let's face it, life is all about contrast. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have all those things.
We don't get away from it. You're going to have many mindsets throughout the day.
Right. I mean, it's, I forgot I was talking to one person and we were talking about like trances and like how we just go in and out of conscious, unconscious, you know, subconscious kind of things. And it's like, I don't remember what the number was. I think it was like 50 to 150 times. I'm like, that's a lot of disconnected coming back and whatnot. But it's just amazing on the mindset you brought up of the various parts of the day and then having a place in some sort of fashion or form, because I love seeing technology used in a way that helps us. I mean, I'm not saying there's not a lot out there for it, because there is, but there's, I think this is more of like, it's a holistic approach. It relates to my philosophy in chiropractic. You know, a lot of times chiropractic's a very, and I won't get into it, but chiropractic's a very misunderstood profession. But like what we do is we don't treat any condition, illness, symptom, or disease. We make an adjustment and it affects the whole of the system. You're creating shifts that affects the whole of an individual's life.
Oh, that's a great way to put it, Dr. Vic. I'm so with you on that. I didn't mean to diminish by saying just back, because I was just struggling for the word a while back, but totally, I totally get that. I know chiropractic has been on the sort of the avant-garde of wellness early on, right? Sort of seeing that point that you just made, that everything is connected. And the same, your analogy to me is perfect. Same thing with a little bit of shift that's intentional, changes, probably it touches every one of your 30 trillion cells. And that's cascading through your body. And when we do it in the morning, and before I forget, I want to share this. Sorry to interrupt you for just a second. It's the morning thing. You do it in the morning, it cascades through the day.
And it's like, it just sets the tone. Like a lot of things I talk about in this podcast is, lately I've become a vibe and vibration and energy and frequency. I get into the quantum realm of all that, but this is just for the listeners. This is something that literally sets the tone, right? Yeah. It sets that vibe. It sets that intention, to then hold that over as long as you can, because there's so many influences of frequencies and life and energy around us. For example, if you did something like this and then you're going to watch the news, yeah, that may disrupt things a little bit. Would you agree?
That's another shift you're giving yourself if you put the news on, right? It's a pretty similar concept. You know, if you feed yourself some nastiness, now we think of the news as nasty, right? But if you feed yourself another 5 minutes of nasty, that's going to shift you again. So yes, I totally follow that. And the concept here is it's always there for you throughout the day. You do another 5 minutes later if you need it or when you need it, but based on what you need it for.
Yeah. And when someone first starts, so here, let's say someone's listening to this and like, oh my God, I love this. I can literally shift. I can actually have some sort of control, because I know for me growing up as a kid, you know, emotions were so like, they were just a fire in me and I didn't know how to handle them. Like not that I had outrages or anything, but it was just more internal battles I had. And I'm like, why do I get like this? And I get angry and I shake and I cry. And I'm like, what is going on here? And growing up being a male in an Italian, you know, upbringing emotions, you just not okay. Oh, and wow. So it is one of those things where I always felt powerless. Like I can't control this. I'm reacting all the time and I don't know how to control it. Something like this, I'm like, man, I'm so happy it's out there, because it can be able to, for those who are listening, if you feel that way, it gives you that power back to have that control, right?
I empathize with you. And it's, in a way, it's the story of everyone growing up, right? You just don't have control of your emotions. And for some of it's harder than for others. And you kind of have to figure out how to modulate that. But yes, the feedback that we get often uses the word control. I have so much more control over my life now. And I think that is probably because a lot of people feel like they don't have that control over their life, and they seek it in some way. We could talk about this for a long time. I don't love the concept of control, right? Because you're changing your thoughts and all that about cognitive behavioral therapy is pretty weird to me. I think, we're really, it's the piece where you talked about your history is revisiting you, right? That in the morning, it's just coming back. And so it's that you're feeding yourself, maybe not a new thing, but a story that's aligned with your values and your purpose and also meeting you where you are. And as a result, yes, it is controlling the next part of your day. So, and I was reminded when you talked about that invariably a shift will end towards the end. You'll be flagged with something like, okay, let's set an intention now to take this present state that we have or whatever state, flow state that we came into, and bring it into the rest of our day and stay present for the rest of our day. And, that extends the amount of time that you're going to stay present for. And I believe that, the research also reflects the more you do this stuff, the easier it is to drop into that state that's best for you. For a lot of people, there's just a learning, I have different states throughout the day and I have some control over what they are. So, I don't know how useful that was, but you made me think.
No, it was great. Cause it, what I kind of usually share is like reacting and responding, right? We react, but now with doing this work, we can actually respond. We get to choose instead of just, here we go. Here's whatever that is. And so I think that's so critical, because we can take a moment, kind of hit the reset button for a second, and then shift our mind to that higher consciousness, which makes us humans. The only species in the world that has a prefrontal cortex is the dolphins, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one, but I totally agree with that idea. And I think it's backed up by just so much good psychology around, if you're able to interrupt and have a different experience with something in the moment a couple times and it goes positively, it's amazing. I don't know what your experience was as a child growing out of that, but I imagine that the first time you had that experience where, I did control this, or it did go differently, do that a couple times, and now you've burned this new wiring into your brain, and it doesn't take that much. It just takes a structured approach to it, and a couple successes, and all of a sudden, the way that it resonates the most is that within a few minutes, I can get to a better place. And that's a very soothing piece of self-knowledge.
A lot of hope there. I love this. Sean, I can talk to you all day on this. I just love what you're doing in this topic. But real quick, before we go, how can people find out more about what you're doing? How to become a shift therapist?
Therapist, yeah.
Right, therapist. I want to make sure I had the right word right. And all those things and so much more.
Yeah. So for individuals that are interested in learning how to shift, oneperfectshift.com, I think, is the best place to start. Free subscription, get your weekly shifts and learn everything you need from there. And then what we do as an organization is we supply organizations with shifts for their employees. So it could be, we have a university system we work with, we have employers we work with. If you're an organization or interested in a trial for your organization, just go to oneperfect.com, and that's all spelled out, O-N-E, perfect.com. So oneperfect.com, or one perfect shift if you just want to start learning. Great talk to you, Dr. Vic.
Thanks for all that you're doing, brother. This is so critical in so many ways, as I know you know this already. I'll be going to get that free subscription. Listeners, I'll have all this in the show notes for you to go ahead and get access to that. Sean, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.